The Mishnayos are continuing to list the different types of wounds which an animal could have, which would invalidate it from being bought as a korban. And in the case of a bechor, a firstborn animal, that means that the kohen would now be able to eat it as a regular animal. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, all he would need to do is slaughter it, and then he can eat it. So far, the first four Mishnayos talked about wounds which exist from the neck upwards. So, wounds in the eye, or the nose, the mouth, the ears. And the Kalim Mishnayos talk about wounds which exist in the rest of the body. Nifgam hazoivon, if the pouch where the male organ of the animal is gets damaged, meaning part of it is taken off, it is not whole, o eros shel nekeva b'mekdoshim, or the area of the female organ, that same rough area for a female animal. However, this only applies on Mekdoshim for certain korbanos, like a korban shalomim, which could be bought as a female animal. This is not relevant to the list of wounds which would apply to a bechor, since a firstborn animal, the sanctity of it, only applies to male firstborns. But since all of these wounds are really the general laws for any korban, so the Mishnah talks about a female animal as well. Nifkama hazonov min ha'etzem. If any bone which makes up the tail of an animal is broken, is partly taken off, it isn't whole, avalona perek, but this would not be the case if only a part of the joint between a bone and another bone of the tail, if the part of that has been taken off is not whole, then it would not constitute a wound. Only if part of the bones themselves have been taken off would that constitute a wound to invalidate the animal from being bought as a korban. Or if the tip of the tail has been peeled away such that a bone inside of the tail can be revealed. The skin and part of the flesh has been peeled away to such a degree that from the outside you're able to see a part of the bone of the tail. This is an irreversible wound and the animal would be invalid. Or if there is the width of a finger between one bone and another in the tail. This is an abnormally large amount of space between the bones in the tail, and that would also be considered a wound. Mishnah Vav, Eino Beitzim, if the animal does not have testicles, and the Gemara explains this to mean that it does not have its two testicles in two different pouches on either side of the male organ, rather they are both found on one side, in one of the pouches. Or if he clearly does have two pouches on either side of the male organ, but there is only one testicle in one of the pouches. That would also be an example of a blemish which would invalidate the korban. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yeshle Shnei Kisim, if we can see that he has two pouches on either side of the male organ, then that is a sign that Yeshle Shtei Beitzim, he certainly does have two testicles. And therefore, even if we can only spot one of them, he definitely has the other, and therefore he would not be considered a blemished animal. Ein Elokis Echod, if we can see that it only has one pouch on one side of the male organ, then Ein Elobetz Achas, that is indeed a sign that he only has one testicle, and therefore it would be an invalid korban. Rabbi Akiva says that we can't know this for sure. However, we're able to do a test in order to ascertain this. Meshiva ala kuzoi. We sit the animal down on its backside, umamaech, and we squeeze around that area of its male organ. And im yeshom beitza, if there is a testicle there, then sofalotzeis, it will ultimately come out, and that is a way of seeing whether there is indeed a second testicle. If it doesn't come out, then that's a sign that there isn't one, or at least it's not anywhere near the right place, and that itself would be considered a blemish. And indeed, Maisa Shamir, there was a story which once happened like this, and they squeezed that area, v'layotzos, and no other testicle came out, v'nishchat, and the animal was slaughtered, based on this test having ascertained that indeed it does have a blemish. And then once it was slaughtered, v'nimtzeis, the vukabak solim, the other testicle was indeed found, stuck to the area just above there in the body. And even then, the hitter Rabbi Akiva permitted the meat of the animal to be eaten, and he said that even though we did find that there was two testicles indeed, it's still considered to be a blemished animal, since it wasn't near enough to the area where it was supposed to be. And so that in itself is considered to be a blemish. However, v'osar Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri prohibited this, the meat of the animal to be eaten, since at the end of the day, the animal emerged to have two testicles, and therefore it's not considered to be a blemish. Mishnah Zayin. Baal Chom Yesh Raglayim, if the animal has five legs, or it only has three legs, that would also be considered a blemish. Now the truth is, if he has an additional or a missing leg at the back, then this would not only be considered an invalid korban, but it would be forbidden to eat its meat totally. This is considered to be such a significant wound that it's a trefa. It's something which can't be eaten at all, even as regular meat. The Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where it has an extra or a missing leg at its front, and that is not considered to be a trefa, and therefore it's in the list of things which would invalidate it from being what is a korban, but would still be able to be eaten as regular meat. Or if its feet are rounded like the feet of a donkey. In general, a kosher animal has split hooves which are not shaped like a donkey. If this animal's hooves are round, even if they are split, it is still considered to be abnormal enough for it to be considered a blemished animal which would be invalid as a korban. The hashochel, the hakosel. These are two different conditions which the Mishnah immediately defines. Ezo shochel. What is the case of a shochel? Shenishmato yirechei. That is the term given to an animal whose hip has been dislocated. V'chosel, and the term chosel refers to an animal she'achas mi'arachis of gevoya, where one of its hips is higher than the other. It's sort of higher than the regular waist area. That is another example of a mum, a blemish on the animal. Mishnah Ches, Nishbar Etzem Yodoy, if a bone on the animal's hand, front leg, gets broken, Etzem Raglay, or a bone on the animal's back legs, then it's considered to be a blemish. Afal Bishenu Nikar, even if it's not recognizable. Now, we've mentioned earlier on in this perek that in order for a blemish to invalidate an animal from being bought as a korban, it has to be something which can be recognized. This is learned from Psukim, that if it's a totally hidden wound, then it wouldn't invalidate the korban. So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah means, even if it's not recognizable when the animal is standing still, as long as when the animal is walking, at least then it's clear that the animal is limping somewhat and can't walk properly. And the Mishnah is coming to show that that's considered to be recognizable enough to be an invalidating blemish. Continues the Mishnah, Mumin Elu, these blemishes, namely the broken legs of the animal, Mono Ilo Biyavne, Ilo, who was a particular expert appointed by the Beis Din, who was mentioned earlier on also, he was known to be one of the biggest experts in wounds of a Bukhar, a firstborn animal, and Korbanos, so he counted these as wounds in Yavne, the Hoidloi Chachomim, and the Chachom agreed with him that this would constitute a invalidating blemish. But he added an additional three blemishes which would invalidate the korban. And Omrulai, the Chachom said to him, we never heard that these are considered to be wounds, and we disagree with you regarding these three. What are they? Number one, es shegalgal eino ogol kushel adam, which either means that the pupil of the animal is round like a human being's pupil in the eye, and for an animal this is considered to be abnormal, or it refers to the area where the eyeball is situated in the animal's face, that open area sort of in the face is round. That is also considered to be abnormal for an animal. Number two, fivdem l'shel chazer, its animal is similar to the animal of a pig, in that the upper part of the lip goes slightly over the lower lip. And thirdly, if the majority of the part of its tongue, which is not attached to the bottom of the mouth, this is called the medaber, which literally means that which speaks, because that's the part of the tongue which a human being uses to speak. If the majority of the part of the tongue which is not attached to the bottom of the mouth of the animal, if that has been taken out or cut, then it would also constitute an invalidating blemish. It's not considered to be a hidden blemish either. So regarding these three blemishes, Ilo ruled that they are considered to invalidate the korban, whereas the Chachom disagreed. However, Ubeisin Shlacharein Omru, a later Beisdin said, Hari Elu Mumin, that these are considered to be invalidating blemishes, and indeed Ilo was correct.